For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, hopefully I can provide a lot of great information for your listeners today that they get a lot of value from the show today.
Absolutely. And if you do want to reach out to Ben Socek again with Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the toll-free number. Be sure to write that down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You could also go online. It's a fantastic website at Home Downsizing. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you've been in the business for a long time, and you have helped so many seniors transition from their home to a senior living community. And you and I were talking, off air, and you were mentioning that the big catch 22 when trying to sell your house and move to a senior care community, sometimes there's a major timing issue there.
There absolutely is, Steve. I've been getting more calls than usual, the way it seems, in the last 6 months that kind of have this theme running through it, where a person wants to downsize, they want to move into a senior apartment or some type of senior living community, but they have stuff that they want to get rid of, and they don't have room for everything where they're going, of course. And so when they talk to an estate sale company or auctioneer to take care of the stuff that they don't want, of course, some of those companies want to make sure that the person is moved and out of the house so that they can get into the house, organize the things to have an in-house auction, and don't have to be worried about someone living there. And, of course, that presents problems if a person needs to sell the house in order to get funds to make that transition, then they're really stuck between what do you do? And so I've run into that several times recently, and thought that would be a good subject to discuss today.
Okay, and I can definitely see how the timing of that would be an issue. I've worked with so many people who, say, for example, they're moving from their home to a continuing care retirement community, so they're going to downsize and begin in the independent living part of that community. And more often than not, you have a fairly large, a six-figure entrance fee, and a lot of folks are wanting to, or maybe needing to, use the equity from the sale of their house to then pay that entrance fee. So that is a catch 22. So I'm ready to move, but my house isn't sold yet. So how do you work with that and work with clients to solve that issue, that catch 22?
Sure. And also, it doesn't just apply, I'll step back a little bit, doesn't necessarily apply just to individuals that are moving to a community with a big moving fee, but we work with people that maybe the home is the only asset that they have. And so they're not looking for a big entrance fee community, but they still have a need to raise funds in order to make that transition. But to answer your question, what we've done numerous times over the past years is we can step in, we can buy the house, we can get the seller just about all of their funds, because we want to hold a little bit of those funds in escrow for our protection to make sure that the house, that we get the house that we think we're getting.
Yeah.
And so that there's no damage being done. But the seller gets the funds right away, usually within that week or two of us having a contract, because we can close very quickly. And then they have the funds to make that transition. And in a case where they're looking to work with an estate sale company or auction company, they can make that transition. The estate or auction company can come in, organize their things, monetize those things as best they can, and then we can take possession of the house after all of that is done. And if there's any items or stuff that's left over that doesn't sell or that nobody wants, then we can take care of that for them. So there's no additional fees for cleaning or for a dumpster, anything like that, that they would normally encounter.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit. And like you said, you know, you may not be moving to independent living, you may be moving to long-term care, assisted living, you may need memory care. And having access to that cash on hand from the sale of your house, that can make the difference between being able to move to a senior care community or not.
That's absolutely right. So, again, to some people, there's value in that. To some people, there's not. But a lot of people that we work with obviously do find value in that benefit to make everything work well together when they're faced with those issues. So there's a lot of what do I do now type of questions. And with us being able to buy the house, work with the estate sale companies or the auction companies, and then take care of all the stuff that's not wanted or needed afterwards, that just takes care of a lot of the issues.
All right. And that would also, I think, calm some fears or concerns of what am I going to do with all of this stuff? And with that, let's talk about your new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And Ben, I've looked through the book. It is a fantastic resource. And for our listeners, you know, most people, the most daunting part of moving, again, from your home to a senior care community is, what do we do with all of this stuff? I mean, I'm working with a gentleman right now. He has an 8-foot-tall papier-mâché elephant in his house in Texas, and he wants to move it to an assisted living community here in Kansas City. So, what, can you do it? Can you not? I mean, he's very attached to this elephant, so and I can't wait to see it. I'm pretty sure he's bringing it, but you know, and he has a whole house of other stuff that it could be overwhelming with the thought of just trying to go through decades worth of your stuff and trying to figure out what do I keep, what's going to fit, what's going to not fit, what do I throw away, what do I donate. So, I would encourage our listeners to reach out to Ben Socek, ask for a copy of his brand new book. It is fantastic. It is so helpful, and it could make the difference of you just sitting in really kind of paralyzed, just with fear, just being overwhelmed. And so Ben, with that, let's jump in. We'll have to we'll get a good start on this, and then we'll continue it after the break. But you're calling it the Home Downsizing Solutions 6-Month Plan. So what is that all about?
Sure, Steve. One of the things that we've summarized in the book is to, if people have the time, of course, it can be compressed if it needs to be, but what we found is 6 months is a good time frame for people that want to transition to a smaller home, apartment, or senior living community. And so we tried to break that down into a 6-month plan to the first thing, of course, is just to begin, to do something. And we like to address, you know, the stuff in the house, of course, is usually the big hurdle or the biggest hurdle, getting the house ready to sell, finding a new home or apartment that you want to go to, addressing the moving or logistic items, and then, of course, dealing with the real estate itself. And so we try and break that down into a more easy to manage, easy to understand and implement 6-month plan.
Okay, and so let's pick this up after the break for sure. We'll go through step 1 through 6. But I'll tell you what, if you have the time And now sometimes you have to move and there's a crisis or there's an issue that would cause you or really force you to move fairly quickly. But if you're planning, you can see this coming. What am I going to do with my stuff, with my house? This is a phenomenal roadmap to simplifying your life big time. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, how much is the book? What does it cost?
The book retails for $17.99 on Amazon.com. But for select listeners, just contact us at homedownsizingsolutions.com or homedownsizing.com. Or you can call us toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right, excellent. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, with your firm, your company, Home Downsizing Solutions, you do not have to empty your house. As you had mentioned before, you can take what you want, sell what you want, and if there's still stuff in the house, that's part of your service, and you can handle that for them.
That's absolutely correct, Steve. We try to do everything that we can to make it easy for a person that wants to sell a house and downsize into a smaller home, apartment, or senior living as easy as possible. And so whether that means bringing in an estate sale or auction company to try and monetize the things that a homeowner wants to monetize, we can help with that. Once we buy the house, the person doesn't have to worry about moving any of the stuff that they don't care about anymore or that doesn't sell. We buy the house completely as is in any condition and with or without all the stuff. So a person does not have to worry about that.
All right, excellent. And again, one of the huge concerns about moving, and frankly, I've seen so many people, they'll just sit there and do nothing because they're so overwhelmed with moving. And what do I do with all of my stuff? And what can I take? What can I sell? What do I donate? What do I throw away? All those sort of things. So as part of your book, which is excellent, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life, on page 180, it's the six-month plan, the home downsizing six-month plan. And I love how you've broken this down into six steps. So the first one, begin slow and easy. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The first thing, I think, as you mentioned just now, is the biggest hurdle for someone that wants to make the transition is just to take the first step. Obviously, if you live in a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, you accumulate things, or at least most of us do anyway, and it can seem completely overwhelming to make the transition because a person just does not know where to start. And so that's really the first major step, is just to start doing something. Choose a room that you don't use anymore. Choose a room that maybe doesn't have much in, but start somewhere. And so that's really what the first step that we discuss is just to start somewhere and make that first move.
Yeah, just start slow and easy. And like you said, make the decision. Maybe that's the toughest part of this. And then Like you said, just start slow and easy. The second one is your stuff will all find the right home, which may be hard to believe in the beginning, but that's 100% true.
Correct. One of the recommended methods of dealing with things in the house is to make three or four different categories or maybe piles of items. A category of things that you know you don't want to take with you for sure. Two, a category of things you know that you're going to want to move with you. And three, possibly an unknown or I'm not sure, although a lot of organizing services will tend to say don't do that, but that's one of the options, as well as a category of things that you want to have to give away to others. So whether that's family items, heirlooms, things that you want to keep in your family to hand those down, assuming the rest of the family wants those items. But maybe there are memories or documents that pertain to previous generations. So those are kind of the different categories. And so if you can start in one room and sort the items into different categories, that's kind of the next step.
I'll tell you what, I love the idea of I'm not sure. I like the I'm not sure category. That reduces the pressure. You don't have the pressure of, well, I have to make a decision now. I'm not sure about it, so I'm going to put it in my unsure category, and I'll just come back to that. I think it's a great idea. And I've always told my kids, my wife is big into scrapbooking. She does that with her mom and her aunt. And these ladies sit around for like 2 days over a weekend, and they'll talk, you know, all day, clear up to midnight, and they'll scrap. They'll scrapbook, you know, photos, and they make all sorts of little things around it, and the background paper and everything. And they're really neat, and they're all family photos of memories. And I said, you kids are going to be fighting over those books. You know, when we're gone, you're going to want that. So that's one of those items where it may not seem like a big deal, but it's a huge deal because it's a very personal item. It's sentimental, and it holds, it's really everything. It's a whole family history.
Correct. And what I've done with our family, not to kind of get stuck on this, but I think it is an important thing, where what has happened generations ago, to me anyway, wasn't very important to me until recently when I had the opportunity to go to the Czech Republic to research where my ancestors came from. Mm. And it now is much more important to me where my family came from and the struggles that they had to go through to give me and my family the life that we have. And so what I've done is to digitize or try to digitize a lot of the documents. So we don't have just a book, but we have a Google Drive in our case, mm-hmm. where I can share it with my siblings, where everything is going to be there. I interviewed my mom before she passed away and asked her a lot of questions that I thought others would want to know. And so I think anytime that you can do that, is going to be important, because by digitizing it, it's going to keep their memories, that information, and the documentation around, not just for a few years, but for the next one or two, three generations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's digitized, it's in cyberspace somewhere forever. So
that's right.
That's a great idea. All right, now I'm going to have to start digitizing all my stuff, Ben. So I know we're getting the attention of a lot of folks on this with this conversation, and clearly we're not going to have time to get through the rest of the items. Maybe we can talk about them next time, but you know, it's just reassuring you that your house will be ready to sell, and you'll find the best new home for yourself, and it goes on and on. There's 6 points here, but again, reach out to Ben Socek, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And you can reach out to Ben at 855-291-5005, or you could visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben's going to hook you up with this book, and just for being a listener of Senior Care Live. Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. If we can help any of the listeners out, that's what we're here to do.
All right. And then once you get your book, you can read through the rest of them. And maybe Ben and I, the next time we're together on air, we can finish out the rest of the 6-month plan.
I think that sounds like a great plan to go through those better.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much, and hope all the listeners have a great day as well.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so here we go again. So I was speaking with one of my clients recently, and she said, all right, Steve, full disclosure, I've already spoken with one of these free referral services, and let me just say, and these are her words, she said, you know, I am not impressed at all. And I said, really? I said, well, thanks for letting me know that, and what happened? What was wrong? She said they were just super high pressure. She said, I just felt like they were just trying to sell me. They were just trying to make a sale. That's, you know, and she said, and then once I learned more and more, I know they were just trying to sell me on one of their partner communities so they could get their, you know, get their big commission and all that kind of stuff. She said, you know, I walked away from them and I shared that story with my financial advisor the next day. And then her financial advisor said, don't go with them. And he highly recommended I reach out to Senior Care Consulting. He explained the difference between you and the free referral services. And she said, I'm so happy I met you, and I'm so happy to engage you in your services. And I have full confidence now that I will find the best place for my mother. And so wanted to share that with you. And then I recently spoke with a marketing director at a large senior care community. And she said that Senior Care Consulting is nothing like the free referral services. She said, Steve, you're just so personal. You go in depth with your clients. And I could just see that you take such good care of them. And it's no wonder they love you. And I was really flattered by that, and I appreciated her sharing that. And she also said that she's worked with some free referral services recently. She said they didn't even bother to show up for the tour. I'm like, wow, that's commitment, you know. And now she refuses to work with them. So anyway, I haven't done this for a little while. I wanted to compare and contrast Senior Care Consulting with the quote-unquote free referral services. All right, and if you want to read this for yourself, you can go to SeniorCareConsulting.com. Why choose us? And it talks about all of the reasons that we think Senior Care Consulting is the clear choice. But let me break it down for you. All right, Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you and represent you and your family directly. The free referral services represent an incomplete list of area facilities, referring to them as their partner communities. So they are business partners. They're free to you because they receive large commissions. Many people call that a kickback. If you should choose one of their recommended business partners or partner communities. So you see the difference right out of the gate? Senior Care Consulting, we don't play that game. All right, we work directly for you. These folks do what they do, what I just said. All right, I'm not going to get too far. I could talk about this for about 2 hours, so I want to get through this in a few minutes here for you just to highlight the differences. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you with critical decisions. That's the whole program for me, is to help our clients make one of the biggest decisions, one of the most critical decisions they will ever make in their entire lifetime, and I take that very seriously. The free referral service, their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. That is their job. That's it. Stark, stark difference. Senior Care Consulting, we do not accept reimbursement, not one single penny from any care providers ever, not in 22 years, not a penny. The free, putting up my air quotes, free referral services, they are typically paid up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. And frankly, I consider that to be a gross conflict of interest, because guess what? It is. Oh, I highly recommend this place. You choose it. And they're like, okay, they got their hand out. Give me that first month's cost in a kickback, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. No wonder they highly recommend that place. You see the conflict of interest there? I like to say that Senior Care Consulting offers a placement service with integrity, because that's the best way to summarize that succinctly. How about that? Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. The free referral services, they primarily recommend a limited number of partner communities, and although they don't have a contract with all available facilities in your market, the reason that is because many providers are not willing to play that game. They're not going to pay to play. Okay, some may recommend non-contracted facilities on occasion, but when that's the way you make your, that's the way you generate your revenue, that's how you make your next car payment or house payment, what do you think you're going to hear about? I'll let you decide that. Senior Care Consulting, when researching the market, we do not provide your personal information to any of the providers that we are discussing with in screening. So we act as a filter so that you are not contacted by any facility sales representatives. Not all, so this is the free referral services, not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to their limited list of partner communities. Then the facility's sales representatives all contact you immediately. It is literally a race to see who can get to you first. Your phone, I must have been told this over 100 times. Steve, my phone, I just made the inquiry. I didn't even push send on the inquiry form. And somehow they knew I was on their website. Somehow they knew that I had made some sort of a contact, even though I didn't officially give them permission. And they said I had no longer, got out of that website. And my phone exploded with calls, dozens and dozens and dozens of calls. That's what happens. It is a race to see who can get to you first. Senior Care Consulting, we tour communities with you and conduct a performance audit. You'll only spend a few hours of your time with our process. Free referral services, some free referral services do not tour facilities with you at all. And some of them that are supposed to, according to the marketing director that I spoke with, I just mentioned, even though some of them are supposed to, they may not even show up for the tour. Wow. That's amazing. But again, some of the free referral services do not tour facilities with you. You will spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive from aggressive facility sales personnel. And this is only the beginning of your journey with them. Senior Care Consulting, during community tours, we ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people just wouldn't know or may not know to ask. And then we report real-time findings and information to you in our summary report package. The free referral services, some free referral services tell you about facility amenities, similar to what you would hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. Wow, that's helpful. Oh, they have a coffee bar, a cappuccino maker, and they have okay, yeah, that's wonderful. Tell me about the care. Tell me about some substance. Oh, well, we don't have that, but we're going to tell you about all the bells and whistles. That's just amazing. So here's the bottom line. Some may tour facilities with you. Some do not. It's possible some may even recommend facilities that are not on their list of partner communities. However, here it is. They all generate revenue by recommending their contracted partner communities and receiving large commissions if you choose one of them. This is a fact, and this is their business model. So you have to go back to what did your mother tell you a long time ago? Nothing is free.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
That's right. Nothing is free except maybe for the unconditional love of your parents. Okay, but the bottom line is these folks are not, this isn't a charity. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're generating huge, huge revenue by operating these free referral services. So as I always say, don't take the bait. Call Senior Care Consulting. We offer a placement service with integrity. Give us a call at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I have a whole lot more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so let's shift gears and move on to one of the ways that you can pay for the high cost of senior care. So when I'm working with our clients of Senior Care Consulting, one of the first questions I ask is, are you or is your spouse or was your spouse a veteran? And I just think it's that important because there is a phenomenal, just a wonderful benefit to veterans and the surviving spouses of veterans. And we call it the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. It is designed very specifically as a thank you for your service. It's designed very specifically to help pay for senior care. So let me break this down, and I'll probably be having one of the veteran service officers from the national headquarters of the VFW. I'll probably have him on the program this coming November around Veterans Day, and we'll have him on the show, and we'll break this down. Again, I'll have him talk about it. But let's review all of the major parts of this right now. So, it's financial assistance to help a veteran or their surviving spouse pay for the high cost of senior care. And there's a service requirement, there's a financial requirement, and then you're going to have to be receiving help with some of your activities of daily living. So the service requirement, and if you're driving and this is catching your attention, you have a question, just give me a call anytime, and I can send you this info or just review it for you, answer any of your questions. But at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. So the vast majority of maybe everyone that I am aware of that serves in the military, they're in for way longer than 90 days, but at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war, and I'll go through those date ranges here in just a minute, not dishonorably discharged. See, there are a host of other types of discharges. Most individuals are honorably discharged, but just not dishonorably discharged. Income is less than your cost of care. So let's say your income is $3,000 a month and you're paying more than that for the cost of care, which is super easy to do. That's going to qualify you for the maximum benefit. The 2024 number, you can have liquid assets, not including your house and your car and the stuff in your house. So liquid assets, think checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, that sort of thing. Of $155,356 or less. And if you have more than that, just keep track of it. And when that number is down to that trigger, $155,356, then you would meet that criteria. And then there's also a three-year look back. So what they don't want is someone giving away $1 million to a family member or doing something with it, and then the next day saying, oh, I'm under $155,000, so give me my benefit. So there's a three-year look back that's kind of similar to a Medicaid look back, okay? Okay, you must receive or require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. And the list is bathing. So you need some assistance with bathing or showering. Dressing is another one. Mobility or transferring from point A to point B, if you need some help with that, that's another one. Eating and toileting. And so let's say you have a home care company coming into your house, you know, for 4 to 8 hours a day or whatever the situation is. Or maybe you move to assisted living. Maybe you move to memory care. Maybe you move to long-term care. Especially if you're in assisted living, memory care, or long-term care, when you move there, you're going to be receiving help with at least a couple of these things. So you must be receiving and require assistance for at least two of those activities of daily living. Okay, so remember the 90 consecutive days and at least one day during a period of war? Here they are, World War II. And these are the date ranges to qualify for this program. December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way out to December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way out to January 31st, 1955. Now, the Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964, all the way out to May 7th, 1975. Now, I have so many people say, yeah, but Steve, I mean, I didn't fight any battles. I wasn't in the theater of war. I was a logistics specialist in San Diego or Okinawa or someplace. Okay? It does not matter. You did not have to have boots on the ground. It's just serving in the military in any capacity. Those are your date ranges. With one exception, if you served in Vietnam and you did have boots on the ground, your date range goes back to February 28th, 1961. Okay, so you've got about that 3.5 years in there. For all others without boots on the ground, August 5th, 1964 is when your date range starts for the Vietnam War. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Here is the big payoff. These are the 2024 reimbursement rates for a single veteran. If you're paying out more for your cost of care than your income, and I've not met anyone that didn't meet that or didn't do that. Okay, your maximum monthly amount is $2,300 a month. That is a lot going toward the cost of care. A married veteran, a maximum of $2,727 per month. The surviving spouse of a veteran who served, met all the criteria and has passed, so your surviving spouse, a maximum of $1,478 per month. And two married vets, maximum of $3,649 a month. Okay, so here's an example. Hopefully this translates over the radio. Sometimes it doesn't. Let's say you have a veteran with $150,000 of liquid assets. And let's say he has an income of $3,000 per month. He's living in an assisted living facility costing $7,000 per month. So he's short by $4,000 a month, right? Without the aid and attendance benefit, those assets will be gone in about 3 years. That's the burn rate. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, his income is higher, his burn rate is lower, his assets will last 7.3 years. So it is a huge, huge benefit. I recommend all of my clients contact the national headquarters of the VFW. They just coincidentally happen to be right downtown in Kansas City at 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. You can reach out to your local VA or your local VFW headquarters. A lot of places you can get help there, but hopefully that will help you. And if you think you qualify, I would take a shot at that because it's just such a huge and vital and important benefit. So good luck with that. If you have questions, let me know. I'll try to help any way I can. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.